Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My buddy Brian is off this afternoon, but joined by you on the phone lines and Evan producing this fine show out of the Solidarity Realty Studios. If you want to give us a call, you can do just that. Send us a text as well. 844-967-2789. This is America. This is a quick headline before we dive into the callers, but every single Wisconsin Republican today in the House and yesterday in the Senate voted against the common sense gun reform bill that was passing after the in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas, Buffalo, New York, and Tulsa, Oklahoma shootings. The bill moderately expands background checks and provides grants for red flag laws around the nation. It's a very, very small step in the right direction of common sense gun reform, and zero Wisconsin Republicans voted for it. It's a bipartisan bill. It got 15 votes in the Senate from Republicans. It got 14 votes in the House, and not a single one of those bipartisan votes, again, was from the state of Wisconsin. No Republicans supported common sense gun reform laws. So that is what's going on that front. We're going back to you, the Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade today and your reactions to it. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what are your thoughts today?
Well, first of all, the founding fathers were afraid of the Democratic newly formed republic being taken over by a tyranny of the majority. What we have now is the tyranny of the minority. And this is how fascism works. First of all, if they get into power, they legislate to make it difficult or almost impossible for anybody else to get into power. Then they put forth justices and judges that will make it and agree with laws like that, and they'll enforce their laws. In fascism, the corporations own the politicians and thereby own the government, and the government enacts laws to whittle down the rights of the citizens in those countries. And they also use extremist religion, and they use the accusation that anybody that doesn't agree with what they're doing is not patriotic to enforce their edict. So that's what we've got. We have a minority and a fascist minority in control of this country at this point. And as long as we are unable to either expand the court or do something else to change the Supreme Court, we're going to be stuck with these decades, literally, after these septuagenarians that have rammed these justices through, like McConnell and Trump, are dead. We've got to do something about it.
And Jack, five of the six justices that ruled in the majority in this opinion today were appointed by presidents that lost the popular vote. They are not reflective of a fair democracy of what you're referring to, of what our founding fathers envisioned for us to be able as a country. We have been striving for a more perfect union since the founding of our nation. And there is a minority in this country that wants to hold on to power, like you say, with any means necessary. And they are going to go and be, this is the beginning of the stripping away of rights in our country. Today's decision is Justice Clarence Thomas has put the blueprint out there, and the dissenting opinion from the court's three liberal leaning justices explains it as well. Justices Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan, in the end of their dissent, close with this sentence: either the mass of the majority's opinion is hypocrisy, or additional constitutional rights are under threat. It is one or the other. And it is a scary thought to think that this is just, there's going to be more of this in the years to come. Appreciate your call, Jack. Up next, we got Mark from the SAC calling in. Mark, what are your thoughts today?
Well, first off, you know, the claim to be strict constructionist, and they are forgetting the Ninth Amendment, which they misquote, which they twist when they try to quote it, is the enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So in other words, it does not need to be enumerated in the Constitution, Judge Alito, for it to actually be a right. It does not need to be enumerated, you jackass. I mean that...
Careful there, Mark. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm being very careful.
I know. You're getting me nervous, though. That's all. I'm in a remote location today. There's not a whole lot I could do when you slip up accidentally. We got to rely on Evan there. But it's not even the Ninth Amendment, Mark. It's the second. Earlier this week, they gave the almost absolute ability for any American to, with little restriction, conceal carry a firearm in this country. And... In the Second Amendment, there is the words, a well-regulated militia, and they just ignore what they don't want to actually face. They ignore it. It's not, they are existing in a different reality, and they are trying to impose that reality on this nation. And in too many instances, Mark, they're winning.
Absolutely, and you bring up the Second Amendment there, but then they turn around and they ignore the First Amendment because they would probably have no problem with how the FCC regulates our speech on the airwaves, because you said to be very careful what you're going to do here. Well, if what person would be harmed by hearing all the words that Ralphie heard on the movie A Christmas Story? You know, he didn't hear it from his buddy, he heard it from his father who worked in... profanity like the old masters worked in oils. I mean, but they would have no problem upholding the FCC's right to say we can't use...
to censor. And sorry to cut you there short, Mark, but we're heading into a commercial break. And yeah, they absolutely cherry pick. They choose which aspects of the Constitution they want to live by, and they enforce it on others in other regards. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We'll get to more callers when we get back.
So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other.